Hello, I'm Lorna Jesty and I'm joined by Mike Spivey. First of all, thanks to John and Lynette for presenting part one. Now, here's part two, and we will be reading two more sets of news items from the evening news. And we also have another feature, this time about Norfolk Wherries. First, however, we'll have a look to see what is in this week's information desk. So I'll hand over to Mike to start us off.
Hello. As usual, we have information from Vision Norfolk, but first of all, one or two messages from our team. Today's information desk begins with a list of thank yous to the following listeners. To Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Webb for the kind message sent to say how much Mr. Webb has enjoyed listening to the Chatterbox recordings that we very much enjoy producing. Thank you also for the audio book that will be sent to Vision Norfolk for their collection. To Mrs. Doreen Philcox for the comment about how entertaining and educating our recordings are, especially those relating to the old Norfolk dialect. Thanks also for appreciating the wonderful team here at Chatterbox, without whom none of this would be possible. To Mrs. Daphne Copeland for the myriad of colourful stamps we received recently, particularly those depicting the history of the Isle of Man postman. The stamps will be sent over to Vision Norfolk for its collection.
Now we have three forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Vision Norfolk invites you to visit the Ancient House Museum, Thetford, on Tuesday the 21st of May to see the Made by the River exhibition. The minibus will be leaving the Bradbury Activity Centre at 10 a.m, returning by approximately 3:30. The ancient town of Thetford grew up on the banks of the rivers Thet and Little Ouse, and Made by the River tells the engaging story of the town's old riverside industries from the 1800s to the 1980s. Displays featuring evocative names such as Fison's Fertilisers, Burrell's Steam Engines and Bidwell's Brewery conjure up the sights, sounds and smells of the town's rich industrial heritage. This visit will include time to explore the exhibition along with an object handling session, picking out artefacts related to the themes of the exhibition. Lunch will be available in the Bell in Thetford and needs to be pre-booked. Call Mark or Helen to book your place by the 10th of May.
Glaucoma sessions. Are you suffering from glaucoma? If so, why not come along to our self-help and information group? The intention is to have discussions about the eye condition and share people's experiences on how they go about trying to live as normal a life as possible. There will be talks from eye specialists from the eye clinics, from Glaucoma UK and other interesting speakers. The sessions are held at the Norwich Hub on the second Friday of the month between 2 to 3:30 p.m. Please contact Mark or Helen for more information. The next session is Friday, 10th of May.
Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. Our minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 and returns at approximately 5. The cost is £18 for the sailing, payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and there is no charge for the minibus. Please note all dates are a Thursday. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place and note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. The next sailing is Thursday the 9th of May.
The Norwich Hub of Vision Norfolk have organised a trip to the Norwich Aviation Museum at Horsham St Faith's, Norwich, on Wednesday, 15th of May. The museum has over 25 aircraft on display and will hopefully be opening at least one of their larger aircraft for us to have a look inside during our visit. The cost will be £7 per person, payable to the museum. For more information or to book a place, please contact Richard Poley or 01603 573 000 or email richard.poley, P-O-L-L-E-Y, at visionnorfolk.org.uk.
F. Stoppie's Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 until 3:30, which either holds indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings that are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are indoor on Friday the 3rd of May and outdoor on Friday the 17th of May.
You are invited to the Assistive Technology for Visual Impairment sessions on the second Thursday of the month between 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. in the American Library Room at the Forum, Millennium Plain, Norwich. You can learn how accessibility settings can help you use your digital device to write emails, browse the internet, and make phone calls with ease. The sessions are free, so do drop in, as there is no need to book. The next session is on Thursday, 9th of May.
Norwich City Council has received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Medina Bar, 25 Prince of Wales Road, Norwich, for 4 tables and 8 chairs, Monday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them by 8th of May 2024 to Tiffany Bentley, Licensing Manager. Telephone 01603 989400 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.